Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey guys, it's Kelty. I'm just popping in to let you know that our knit sets, t-shirts, hats, and books are available at theladygang.com right now. These knit sets sold out in like 24 hours the last time we put them on sale, so we remade them in beautiful fall colors. There's a gorgeous, gorgeous rust and an amazing olive green. They come in sizes extra small to 3X. They are absolutely gorgeous. They're so high quality. The knit is so soft. They have these like great little suck-in waistbands. We love them. They are personally designed by us. Every like bit of armpit fabric was loved over by the Lady Gang. We're so excited to launch so much more stuff this fall, but head on over to theladygang.com to grab your knit suit before they sell out. We have about 50 left of each color, and when they're gone, they're gone forever.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty, and we have a special return visitor.
He's back. He's back. He's back. Our guest today is Realtor to the Stars, aka our star, Becca Tobin, famous for selling multi-million dollar homes and starring on Million Dollar Listing. I can assure you that his life is every bit as fabulous as you can imagine, based on the fact that just a few weeks ago, I had a celebrity spotting in France where I spotted him and I think maybe Kathy Hilton with him, but I'm not sure. More on that later. He sold over $2 billion, and he was just there. He was just there on vacation. He sold over $2 billion in sales, has been recognized several times by Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, and has been on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, and we think he's funny. Please welcome to Lady Gang again, Josh Flagg.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Josh.
Were you with Kathy Hilton? That's all I care about.
Well, I wasn't with her. We didn't go together. I was with my husband, but I don't know when you saw me. You might have seen me talking to her.
Did you say something to him, Kelty, or did you just stalk
him
from afar?
Okay, so here's what happened. You know that I don't see anyone but my own reflection. So we were in France for the Amphar Gala. We were staying at the fancy-ass Hotel de Cop where people who sell multi-million dollar homes go to vacation. Like, I'm not my part of my world. And I kept getting DMs on Instagram that were like, have you seen Josh Flagg? Have you seen Josh Flagg? Because he was Instagramming that he was there, but I was trying to be present. So I wasn't on my Instagram all day, so I did not see that he was there. So then after I got all these things, I was at the pool on our last day and I looked to my left and I was like, that's Josh. But like, I don't want to walk up to him because I think that's the most awkward thing when you're like, hey, Josh, it's me, Kelty, friends with Becca Tobin on the Lady Gang. Like, I would definitely need to explain who I was. So I was like, I don't want to do that. And then I think he was with Kathy Hilton. So I was like, that's even more embarrassing. But then Kathy Hilton was liking my Instagram post while I was in the room. I was like, maybe Kathy Hilton wants to be my friend. Like, I don't know. It was all very overwhelming for me. So I DM'd him and I said, hi, are you at the Hotel de Cap pool? I think I see you. And then he wrote back and he was like, yeah. And then he walked by and I was like, it's me.
Wow.
Was I at the pool with Kathy? Because she usually doesn't come out during the daytime. She usually stays up for her. She doesn't go. I don't think she likes the sun or anything like that.
Vampire.
I've never confirmed a sighting of Kathy, but who I thought you were in the front row, which I want to know how you got the front row seats. I think you paid off the guy, the butler guy.
Yeah, not think.
Okay.
He did. Confirmed.
So there's like three rows. Allegedly. The whole place is like set on this rock. It's gorgeous. And there's three rows. And it's like you're literally at Fashion Week where the front row is like where David Beckham sits. And then like losers like me are at the third row because that's all that's available. Say it. And so he was in the front row center, which I was like, oh, damn, somebody got paid. And then I thought sitting next to you was this blonde woman with a big hat. And you were like kikiing. And I was like stalking you over in the third row. And I think it was Kathy.
No, that was Madame Berger.
Who is that?
Who the f-
wow,
is that?
That sounds rich.
It is rich. That was Madame Berger.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Is that a person? Or like an yes. idea.
No, it's not Kathy. Kathy, I don't think goes. She doesn't go. Rick stays at the pool during the day. Kathy's more like goes out at nighttime and whatnot.
Mm. I would like everyone to start calling me Madame something, but I guess you have Madame. To be rich.
Can I be adopted by you?
Absolutely, but you have to pay for your own room.
Well, that's no. bullshit. I'm going to be a minor that's been adopted, and I'm going to need you to pay my way.
Yeah. So, well, then I guess we won't be going to Hotel Ducap this year.
Well, speaking of being adopted, last time I saw you, I did your podcast, and we were kind of talking about you and Bobby having babies. What's happening?
I don't see a baby here or coming anytime in the.
Have you changed your tune about having babies with Bobby? Let's do a reality show.
Having babies with Bobby.
What was my tune before?
You did not.
Okay, then yes, I have not changed my tune.
Damn it.
No, I mean, it's going to happen. I'd like it by 40, but not like now.
Okay, fine.
I just want to, just because I haven't talked about this, and I just want to put it in perspective for the normies out there to go back to France. On my final morning there, I was so hungover. So if you won't go up to the hotel, you can get a free breakfast. I'm just letting everyone know.
That's the only thing there that's free.
The only thing there that's free. So on my the night after the Amphar Gala, I was so wasted because I drank champagne and tequila one off all night. Like you can imagine that hangover. Gross. So 7 in the morning, I woke up. I was like, I got to put a croissant in this belly because she's on fire. So I walked up to the free breakfast at the main hotel. And the guy was like,
by the
oh,
way,
it's
not free. You pay for it in other places. Just
sure.
Not
but it there. Felt free because they don't give you a bill at the end. But
how much per night is that hotel?
I don't know. Probably like 2000 something.
What?
Casual.
Listen to this, though. I had the breakfast, and the waiter was like, oh, I'm surprised you're not having the brunch down at the water at the Eden Rock, which is like the place where the pool is. I didn't know it was open because it was my first time staying there. I'm not fancy. I don't go every summer. And so I ate the free breakfast, and then I was like, well, fuck it. Like, I'm here at the Hotel du Cap. I'm going to try everything. So I went for a second breakfast to the Eden Rock thing.
Yeah, that one's not free.
It's not free. I had already eaten, but I was like, well, fuck it. I'm in France. I'm going to have crepes for breakfast. So I had, you guys listen to this, 3 crepes with Nutella and a cappuccino. It was $77.
Yikes. I think you got off cheap, to be honest with you.
Oh,
was it three crepe orders or do 3 crepes come in an order?
3 crepes on a fucking plate and a side jar.
So that's
that
one order of crepes?
Nutella. One order of crepes.
God.
Was it 70? Does that include the coffee or just the crepes?
No, that was the coffee too. But it was like, it was so crazy because I had just come off my free breakfast and I assumed that the guy was like, oh, there's also the buffet down there is free. It was not free.
No, there's nothing in that hotel that's free.
No.
It was bananas.
Anyway, so are you sad that you're back in the United States?
I am. No, because like after a couple of weeks, then shit just gets piled up and then it's not a vacation anymore because I have to keep working. So it's like right. The same thing. But I guess I'd rather be working there than here. So yeah, actually, I am pissed I'm back.
I'm glad we came to that.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to throw a torch between you and Becca, your celebrity client, but I did spend a lot of time on your website before you came on. I wanted to see if anything was new, like what $30 million houses you're selling. And under the fucking celebrity tab of your site, Josh, you don't have Becca listed.
Really?
Oh my God. You need to write someone right now. And there are people that I don't even know who they are. But I do think a lot of them are like you said, the lady at the pool, like Count
Dracula.
Madame Dracula. Who is Fabergé? And I'm like, oh, okay.
She actually wrote a famous book called Costume Jewelry. It was published by Asseline. And she has the world's biggest collection of costume jewelry, but like Dior jewelry from the 60s and all these really cool things. And she's amazing. So cool. I love her.
I really want you to do a home tour like on Instagram. I went over to your house for the first time for that podcast. It is like, I can't even explain how chic and rich you are. Like your style, it's so classic, like Hollywood glamour or Beverly Hills glamour. It makes all of these like I'm trying to think of something that's
modern white boxes.
It makes like amber interiors look like trash.
What the fuck is amber interiors?
It's like what every hip person is using. Is this woman? She's so talented, and it's like definitely a beautiful style, but you would definitely turn your nose up at it because it's not timeless. It's very of the now. It's a little like, I don't know, how would you explain it, Kelty?
Like boho coastal,
California coastal.
Yeah. Like jute on jute on jute.
Yeah.
Whites and neutrals.
Like sounds like the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs.
Yes. Like that's kind of how everyone's decorating their houses now. Whereas
like,
yours.
Let's have like a chair hanging from the ceiling made of hemp and you know, some James Purse towels and like, you know.
Everything with tan.
Just like everything beige.
Yours is like antiques and there's nothing in that house that's not expensive.
You don't think Becca, it's too old lady, my house?
It is old lady, but it's like Madame Flag old lady, you know, where you just walk in, you walk in and it just smells expensive. You know,
like
every
hip old lady or like grandma
hip. Well, hip and rich. So hip and,
like New York Fifth Avenue.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Apartment on the
like
park.
In your powder room, there's an antique map that must be like a $15,000 piece of art or artifact, but it's just in your powder room and you're like peeing and looking at this antique thing. So that's how I would explain it.
That's why all that stuff is in there, because it's when you're peeing or taking a shit, you're like, you have nothing
take
to do
notice.
With it.
Yeah. So
you can look on the walls and look at all the fun things.
And isn't Robert De Niro your neighbor across the street, or is it someone else?
No, that's Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
No big deal.
No big deal. No big deal.
Al.
Just right across the street, Al.
Oh, Al.
Josh, tell me all the trends that rich people are doing in their homes that in 2 years will be available to the masses. Like it always starts with, you know, the Dior dress. And then by the time it gets to like the Gap, it's, you know, we've seen Devil Wears Prada. We know how this works. So like what are celebrities doing in their houses besides the little ice makers that make this circular ice?
Oh, the U-line ice machines that are actually really annoying because they make clicky noises all night long as the ice get developed. Yeah, I would actually recommend not getting one of those.
Okay.
They don't tell you that when you're buying the machine, but I would highly encourage not to purchase one of those. Just go in the like a freezer like a normal person, just take some ice out.
Wow.
The question was, what are celebrities
doing? What are they doing?
Yeah, like what are things you're seeing in houses that are like the new thing that everyone's doing. Like, do you remember when Kim Kardashian made her whole house out of concrete? And now it's like, we're doing that minimalist thing. Like, what is the thing?
People are doing that. I don't know if it's a celebrity thing. I think just rich people do things and they set trends and then it becomes like the trend for all these big fancy houses. I don't know if it's like a celebrity thing, to be honest with you.
Have you seen anything specific that you're like, this is fucking weird, but you can see it catching on?
Not really. They're all the problem is that if anything, all these new houses, they all look the same. These modern white boxes, like there's nothing.
Yeah. No character.
Terribly interesting or have any great character to them, unfortunately.
Well, apparently Gen Zers think that our marble is like chuggy.
Chuggy.
So what is after marble? Like what's the cool thing? Is there or are they just jealous because they can't afford it?
Yeah. What are you going to cook on wood? Like what the?
Kelty, IKEA does have a really nice butcher block countertop available, very affordable.
I do like a butcher block. Aren't you doing a concrete counter, Kelty?
I decided on travertine.
I don't even know what that is.
Unfilled or filled?
Filled. Mm. I don't know. What's the right answer? I don't know yet.
Well, it depends what style your house is.
It's very amazing and lots of character and rich. It's Madame Knight's villa.
And what style is it?
It's like a Spanish 90s soulless wonder that I'm turning into.
It's like the house I sold Becca.
No, the house you sold me
had so much character.
Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hers is a little bit, it's newer than that. No. Ours was new. It just, they made it look old, which was weird. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Well, so you have no trends for us.
No, I'm sorry.
Elevators. Are rich people doing elevators still?
That's not a new thing. That's like an old, that's like tennis.
But they can't climb the stairs.
No, yeah. I know. But young people are now doing, like, I know people building their own houses and they're
Everyone puts in an elevator if it's a new construction and they have the space for it because it's good for resale value.
Oh, but,
like,
okay.
Who uses their elevator? Like, it takes more time to, like, wait for the elevator, wait for the mm-hmm. door to close and go up than it does to just walk up the stairs.
But then you don't have to bring your suitcases upstairs.
So mm-hmm. that's what you do. You put your suitcase in the elevator. So when you do travel, that's when you use the elevator.
Got it.
Oh, what an expensive thing to use very seldomly.
Yeah. Yes.
Are there other things that are going in fancy houses? Like, is there like a special steam shower or people doing like red like therapy rooms or sauna rooms? Like, can you just take us in lifestyles of the rich and famous for a second? Like things that you're seeing?
There is like red light. What is that? Like a red light sauna?
Infrared.
Sauna, I guess there's that, you know. There's like the thing in the pool that pushes the waves and you can swim against the current or whatever.
Oh yeah.
There's that. Although I haven't really seen that in a house. I've seen it in hotels, but it'll be coming next. The screening room, obviously the incredible gym, blah, blah, blah. I went to a house listing appointment yesterday and the guy goes, I have to show you our gym. It was like in their garage and he was so proud of it. I was like, this is a garage with a mat. And I didn't know how to tell him that this was not an incredible home gym.
You're really hard to impress.
To impress?
Yes.
It was.
What's the most impressive house you've ever been in? What celebrity had like the most beautiful, perfect
home? Celebrity. They're all like just venture rich people and wealthy people. Like the celebrities generally actually have like more low key houses, like hippy dippy and Los Feliz or whatever. Like they don't want to be like in the 50s and 60s, all the celebrities lived in Beverly Hills and you could see their house from the street. You could like knock on Jack Benny's door at Halloween and he'd give you candy. It was like a different world. Today it's like the guard will shoot you if you come near the gate.
True. Okay, when we come back, more Josh.
Hello, Lady Gang. The theme for the week for Lady Secrets is family and childhood. That's right. Tell us all about your f***ed up family drama. Do you have a crazy Uncle Mike? Do you have a mischievous or did you have mischievous teenage behavior? Nepotism, all that fun stuff. Did you think that your uncle was hot when you were growing up? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Maybe I'll write about it in the book. It's weird. I know, it's awkward, but guess what? Secrets are no fun unless you tell everyone. Mm-hmm. So I want you to write into theladysecrets.com and you can anonymously leave us your secrets about your family and it's going to be so much fun. Theladysecrets.com or you can call on the hotline 1-844-SEXY-LADY, 1-844-SEXY-LADY, SXY-LADY.
You know, it's my favorite thing in the entire world when we get a sponsor on Lady Gang that I have been obsessed with for years and years and years. And today is that day with Living Proof. So I love Living Proof's products. I've been using their shampoos and conditioners and their dry shampoo forever. So Living Proof's passion for brilliant hair starts in their labs in Boston, Massachusetts. They're founded by a team of scientists and hair experts. Each product is scientifically engineered to solve the toughest hair problems. Their award-winning patented formulas are proven to bring out your brilliant, healthy hair, and they're never filled with with harsh chemicals, no silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and they're never tested on animals. And you know, there's not a one size fits all to hair solution woes, and that's why Living Proof develops game changing formulations that set a new standard for performance tailored to unique concerns like frizz, curls, damage, scalp care, and thin hair. And that's science in action. So put the science to work and unlock your hair's full potential with Living Proof like I did. Visit livingproof.com/lady and use code lady to get 10% off your first purchase. That's livingproof.com/lady, code lady for 10% off your first purchase. livingproof.com/lady, code lady.
Just this week in the Facebook group, someone said, "Hey, I'm going to Europe and I need a really comfortable pair of white sneakers to walk around in." And what did I do? I went in the comments and I said, "You better get yourself some Rothy's." Fall is in the air, and what better way to welcome the season than with new shoes? Rothy has their best-selling flats, loafers, and sneakers. And what makes them great is they're so chic, they're so simple, and you can throw them in the machine and wash them and they come out like new. And what the better thing is, now they have men's. Rothy's men's line features the same level of craftsmanship and comfort, and they're durable, washable, and better for the planet. We love this so much. So to help welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special here on Lady Gang. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our Lady Gang listeners for just a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/ladygang. That's rothys.com/ladygang. So head on over, get your pretty cute little sneaks, rothys.com/ladygang, to find your new favorites today.
Brooklyn and you guys, you know I love it. Ever wondered if you could pull off just wearing your entire comforter all day? I've been thinking about that lately. Their loungewear launch from Brooklinen is the socially acceptable equivalent of wearing duvets all day. I love this so much. The same coziness of your Sunday morning snooze now comes in the ease of tanks, tees, joggers, and more. Yes, there are sweats too. I love my loungewear from Brooklinen. We already know they make the greatest linens and towels and all of those things. And now they've just crushed this. So they have been listening to what we need and they have responded with ultra comfy loungewear. No zippers. It's just limitless comfort that you can pull off in real life. So you can luxuriate in coziness all day. And I feel cute in it. I don't feel sloppy. I feel cute and I feel comfy. So right now, go on, get comfortable and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code ladies to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com. Enter code ladies for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code ladies.
This episode of Lady Gang is brought to you by Ritual. And this is crazy. Gaps in your diet should not be ignored. Did you know that over 97% of women that are aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet? And 95% are not getting their daily intake of key omega-3s? This is bad, you guys. And that's why Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated to help fill in those nutrient gaps that are going to make your bones healthy, your blood healthy, and your brain healthy. They can up their vitamin D levels by up to 43% and 41% upping your omega-3s in just 12 weeks of taking this. It's a really big deal. And right now, Ritual is offering all of the Lady Gang listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/ladygang and turn your healthy habits into a ritual. I love these little guys. They taste like mint. That's 10% off at ritual.com/ladygang.
The Lady Gang.
All right, we're back with Josh Flagg, realtor to the star, Becca Tobin. Although,
Ingle
site says it's differently. Okay. So here's the thing. Josh, I want you to put your like normie cap on for a second. And I want you to use your expertise and tell us, like, we are across the world. We are first time homebuyers. We're second time homebuyers. We're Jack. We're like saved up for a house. We're looking for a f-ing house. She cannot find a house in LA because the market is so insane. And so I need you to help us, like help the Lady Gang with our homes. Okay.
Okay.
I know you probably normally charge a large amount of money for this and commission, but this is going to be free, okay?
No.
Free, it's for exposure.
Okay.
For him, he doesn't need it.
He doesn't need exposure.
Okay. This one's for Jack. Jack, explain your situation.
So I am looking to buy my first house in LA, but like you obviously know how the market is. I am basically at the very bottom of affording any house at all, even like a 900 square foot house. What advice would you give somebody that is just trying to get in the market and is struggling to find a place?
Well, I would have to ask what your budget is. No, I can get you a house for
in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. Sherman Oaks is great. That's where I live.
That's why I'm saying really it's like the best there. Part of the valley.
I can get you if you're really, have you started looking yet?
I mean, I've been casually looking, but like it just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse.
And it's going to keep getting worse. So why don't we formally look together?
Okay. You like mid-century modern, right, Jack?
Yeah. I mean, I like an open floor plan, bright and airy vibes, but I don't know if I'm a valley girl yet, but that's like, I guess my only option, right?
We'll find something for you. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's better. Okay. You have a choice. You want to rent or you want to buy? You have to buy something. So you're going to have to buy what's in your price range and you're going to find something that will check off as many boxes as you can afford.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah. Ask Josh if that was his advice. Cause I feel like when you don't have, and this is for anybody, when you don't have a crazy budget, you either choose, like if you are obsessed with one certain neighborhood, but you can't afford to buy in that neighborhood, it's like, okay, well then you can continue to rent or you can build up your, you know, worth, your whatever it is by buying something in a neighborhood that's a little less desirable for you. But like Zach and I are three houses in now and we've been able to sell every house for much more than we bought it for. So now we can be in the neighborhood we want to be in.
Right.
That's because you had a good broker in the last one.
True dad.
Did you find that house? How did that work?
Zach found the house and you were listing it. And so he called you and was like, hey, we want this house. How can we make it happen?
Oh, that's how? I thought somebody referred me to you.
No.
Oh.
Your name was on the sign outside.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that funny?
It's that
the
easy,
exposure. Exposure. One thing I think that's happening a lot, and this just happened, I just sold my house and had like 48 showings in 2 days and 11 offers. Like it's just crazy bananas. When you get into these big markets, like in Texas, LA, New York, and you go for a house, Atlanta is like crazy right now. Like, and there's 10 offers. Like how the do you get that house if you want that house?
There's little tricks that I use, but I can't divulge them because then other brokers will copy me and I won't be getting these properties. But let's just say that, I could say this. If you tell them you're not going to do an inspection on the property, that's valuable because then they know that you can't come in and like try to retrade them and try to negotiate the deal once you open escrow, because that's what people do. They generally just find problems with the house and ask for a price reduction.
Right.
So that's very helpful. So no contingencies is usually generally a way to get the property if there's a multiple bidding situation.
Yeah. And I think you just have to be ready to go. Like I think with Jack, like if she found her dream house tomorrow, she's not ready to put an offer in. You know what I mean? Like she's...
No. Why not?
I'm just, you know...
She's casual.
I'm casual and I'm like, after COVID, I'm really looking to never be home. So I need like
So you don't want to buy or you do want to buy?
I'm on the fence.
She's not ready.
I'm not ready. Maybe I want to buy in a year, but then I probably won't be able to afford anything in a year. So I'm really screwing myself over, but such is life, you know?
What?
I would get on the train sooner than later.
I know.
What makes a smart investment?
What makes a smart investment? That's such a vague question.
No, like for a house.
Like a good school system?
Like school, area, bedrooms.
I would say buying something that you can put money into yourself, because when you buy something that's completely done already, you're not able to create value. Whereas if you're able to buy something and spend XYZ, but, you know, resell it for more, because people generally people will pay a premium for something that's turnkey and done. So they're willing to pay you for your time and your resources. So that's how you make money. You don't. And secondly, also never buy the most fabulous house on the block. Buy the shittiest house on the best block.
Mm, yes.
So create value.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That makes me feel good that I pretty much live in the cheapest house in our whole neighborhood.
Yeah. There you go.
I did good.
What is the grossest story you have about going to see a house and then like seeing something like a doll? No offense to people who collect dolls, but like I remember going to see a house once and it was like Hoarder Central. And I was like, this is your showing day. Like you didn't vacuum. Like, tell me about that.
I've been to like houses that's just like disgusting and filthy. And like the homeowner is still in the house. Like there's like a, you know, I've even seen it like where one, like a homeowner's like in bed sleeping. I'm like,
no, my God.
Yeah. It's like the guy was like probably like on drugs or something. He was like lying in bed, like sleeping. And the mother was like, he won't get up to leave. Like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, I guess we don't go in the room, but we didn't have a choice. Jesus. We had to. The person's buying a house and they want to see the master bedroom. It was really weird.
Like, ew. Then he ends up squatting in the house and never leaves. And then you have a new roommate.
Weird.
Have you ever sold a house that someone died in?
Yes, is the answer. And I went to one yesterday where they may have died of unnatural causes in it.
Murder?
No, but I've had those too.
Do you have to disclose it in California, right?
After 7 years.
So are there people who have relatives die in their homes and they wait exactly 7 years to sell it?
I don't know. I never thought about that, but I mean, that would make sense.
Probably get a better value on
like
your phone.
Like if Bobby murdered me, I would hope that he would wait 7 years so he wouldn't have to disclose it. Yeah.
Do people not care? Are there people who are ever like, I don't care if someone died in the house?
Yeah, because those houses sell.
That's so crazy to me.
Are they cheaper because someone died?
There's usually a discount.
But like there's still a little blood stain in the corner.
Let's just say somebody
doesn't
usually pay a premium for those houses.
Yeah.
I would though, because I like a deal. I wouldn't really care, to be honest with you.
Just sage it and you'll be fine.
Yeah, people die. I mean, I'm not sure, but you have to sage no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, we had a whole, Chris and I, when we bought this new house, we had a whole ceremony where we went room to room, opened every window, saged, asked the negative spirits to leave.
Did they leave?
I think so. I mean, I'm
we've
pretty...
saged before, Becca. Remember, all of us have.
We saged my movie room, the creepy movie room.
Yes, we did.
Did you ever tell Josh that you loved that room?
That I loved it? Oh, that I grew to love it. I mean, it was a really creepy room, but Zach did force me to watch enough movies down there where I was like, this is sort of cozy.
Did you ever do it in there? For sure you did it in there.
No.
I don't believe that.
No. I mean, if Spooky Zach and I had just started dating probably, but like, no. I mean, we were already many years in. You're having sex in the most cleanly, comfortable places when you're married.
Right.
You know, it can be
fast and as efficient as possible. Okay. This is the question I really want to ask you, Josh. I want to know what you think of Selling Sunset.
Ooh.
I honestly have only watched one episode. Well, I guess that's telling, isn't it?
Oh, snap. He's
didn't
only
get
watched
sucked in. Are you mad because you guys were like the hot realtors on television and then
no,
Selling Sunset came in?
No, our ratings are higher. Why do I care?
Ooh.
Oh, good for you.
And it's like a Netflix show. Like we're still on television for 13 years, 14 years, you know?
Would you ever do Celebrity Family Feud, Selling Sunset versus Million Dollar Listing?
We just did Celebrity Family Feud.
Who did you play against?
Yeah, it was just on LA versus New York.
Oh, yeah, that's great too.
Yeah.
We lost.
You did?
Yeah, because I think Steve Harvey said, this is what you drink in the morning for breakfast. And like the normal answer, I think, was yeah, I did.
Champagne.
I said vodka.
Vodka? No, you didn't.
That's what I said. You have to be down with the regular people of Earth to like be good at Family Feud. And like, your life is not Family Feud.
You're like a shot, obviously.
It's like,
you're like, I don't know, whatever my butler brings me.
Yeah, I can't say what's true and what's funny, you know? What's wrong with a bottle of, what's wrong with a Bloody Mary in the morning? Nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
God, that's
nothing.
People are on every pills day and are like, you know, overly medicated. Why can't I have a Bloody Mary in the morning?
Amen.
Would you ever do a televised spinoff for just you and Bobby?
Sure.
Bringing Bobby baby.
Bobby baby 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 room with
bringing
Bobby.
Bobby's baby home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you offered spinoffs?
Not yet.
Have you ever been offered Dancing with the Stars?
I have not, but But I actually, people don't know this about me. I used to be a really good ballroom dancer, so I could probably. Oh,
would you do it?
I would do it if they asked me. I was a ballroom dancer for 10 years.
Oh my God, you totally have
such a leg up too.
I'm gonna text the casting person because I text her all the time intended, trying to get myself on.
Do you know the casting person?
Yeah.
We're going to get you on.
We're going to get you on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I like that.
I'm into this.
I'm
I love
so
this idea.
Into this. Okay, you guys can follow Josh at JoshFlag1, and you can check out all the houses he has for sale on his website, and they're so beautiful. And if you really just want to like go down a dream hole of what it would be like if you had rich parents and institutionalized catch up wealth, then you can see what those houses look like. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday. Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.